This is Ozarks at Large. Last week, national developments had an impact on Arkansas business and politics. There is an effort to repeal Amendment 83 and a change in the timetable for implementing some parts of federal health care reform. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas has the details on those stories and more in his weekly recap of the past week.
An official with the U.S. Treasury Department announced last week that the Obama administration will delay penalties for large employers who do not provide health insurance coverage to workers under the Affordable Care Act. The Treasury Department said it would delay implementation of those employer and insurer reporting requirements for a full year to 2015. In 2014, companies with 50 or more full-time equivalent workers were expected to provide detailed information regarding employees' tax information and related health insurance benefit details. If the information was not provided, employers would be subject to significant fines and penalties. Arkansas's fiscal year ended nearly $300 million in the black as net general revenues broke a record $5 billion. The state ended the year with a $299.5 million surplus. That's up 6.3% above last year. All categories of the budget were funded during the year. Individual income taxes accounted for the lion's share of the revenue. An air quality permit approved by the state's environmental agency remains a crucial hurdle to clear for the Big River Steel Mill, the $1.1 billion super project planning to locate in Osceola. The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality will hold a public hearing on a draft permit for the new steel mill on July 30th at 6 p.m. in the Osceola High School cafeteria. The ADEQ staff has reviewed the proposed permit and granted it tentative approval. First Federal Bank shares of Harrison acquired First National Security Company, the parent company for First National Bank in Hot Springs and Heritage Bank in Jonesboro. Under the terms of the merger agreement, First Federal will acquire 100% of the stock of First National, and shareholders of First National will receive shares of First Federal and $74 million in cash. Little Rock-based Bank of the Ozarks said it expects to open a loan production office in New York City this week. The office will be an extension of Bank of the Ozarks' successful Dallas-based real estate specialties group. Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel has rejected the ballot title submitted by a group seeking to push forward on an initiative to legalize marijuana. The group, Arkansans for Medical Cannabis, is pushing a measure somewhat similar to an effort that made the ballot in 2012, but failed in a close general election vote. And less than a week after a gay rights group submitted the wording for a proposed ballot measure that would repeal the 2004 state constitutional amendment that banned same-sex marriage, a gay couple has filed a lawsuit to challenge the law. The lawsuit, which was filed in Pulaski County Circuit Court, challenges Amendment 83, Arkansas's constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided in part by the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.